This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. The Senate has just passed comprehensive immigration reform legislation by a vote of 68-32. Included in that 1,200-page bill is something called The Surge, a proposal to spend nearly $50 billion to beef up security, which will be used to hire more federal agents and to build more fencing. Marketplace's Noel King looks at what that flood of money could mean for the economy along the border.
The security surge could be really good for border areas that are struggling economically, says Chris Wilson of the Wilson Center's Mexico Institute.
Certainly, we know that there will be around 20,000 jobs created in terms of Border Patrol jobs. There's another $7.5 billion in the amendment for more fencing along the border. Somebody has to build those fences. I think there absolutely are opportunities for a type of stimulus to the border region.
But Wilson says added security could also undercut existing economic ties between border cities like Brownsville, Texas, and Matamoros, Mexico. Gilberto Salinas is vice president for the Economic Development Council in Brownsville.
You know, myself, for example, my parents are from, you know, Matamoros. I'm born on the U.S. side, educated on the U.S. side. I'm representative of 90 to 95% of the people in this community that still have family, and we still do business on both sides of the river.
Take Ezekiel Silva, who owns S&M Transports, a trucking company in Brownsville. About 80% of his company's revenue comes from trailers that haul office supplies back and forth across the border. While he likes the idea of increased security,
more security means there's more inspections, that means there's more detail, there's more paperwork, which delays the crossing of the product.
Silva says the math is pretty simple. For every minute his drivers spend stuck at a border crossing, his bottom line takes a hit. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.